what first drew your attention to the level of need among Navajo and Hopi folks during the outbreak?
I feel like I've always been really concerned about the inequity that exists on the two reservations and just on reservations in general. And so when the outbreak came to Arizona, I was really, really concerned about elders living in remote areas primarily who wouldn't have been exposed otherwise except to come to town to go shopping. That population, our elders living in these remote areas, are in many cases especially high risk, you know, either because they live near one of the three power plants on or near the nation, or they live near a abandoned uranium mine site. They may have had cancer because of that, or they might have diabetes. There are so many of our elders who have diabetes and heart conditions. I was also worried about, you know, single parents, struggling families, particularly given the high unemployment rates on Navajo and Hopi.
What are you seeing the most urgent need for at this point?
In those communities where there is not running water, drinking water is a big need. And then, of course, you know, we're providing food, and many people need food. A few days ago, we had over 2,500 help requests. What we're seeing in many cases is off-reservation family members who have better access to the internet are submitting help request forms on behalf of their grandparents or parents who live here on the reservation.
One term that's popped up a lot is the idea of food deserts, the lack of grocery stores over a large expanse. How has that limited access to grocery stores exacerbated the problems with COVID-19 and the effects that it's having on people in these remote areas?
Well, I mean, I think it makes it difficult for people to get the food that they need. People are trying to stay close to home. Because of that, you now have probably three or four times the number of shoppers going to Navajo, those 13 grocery stores, whereas previously many of them were combining their grocery shopping with other off-reservation travel and shopping. But with people trying to stay home, you know, they're all going to those same grocery stores and there's just not enough supply. And then there are just more people in those spaces. And then that's making it more difficult to ensure social distancing. Like if I think about my mom and her nearest on-reservation grocery store, that's still like a good, you know, hour and 15 minutes away from her. So, you know, that's an expense of getting there. And then you don't find what you need. And then you have to like expose yourself again by driving off reservation. And then there's the additional expense of the gas tied to that. So I think it makes it very difficult.
It's been some pretty dark days for a lot of people. Has seeing your community come together like this for this effort given you a sense of hope?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's just so heartening and inspiring and invigorating to see how much people care at all levels, you know, whether it's the donors who are giving money. And then it's also just so amazing to work with these volunteers who are throwing themselves entirely into this effort. And for me, it just feels personally rewarding to be able to do something rather than, you know, just watch this happen and feel helpless in the face of this situation.
Well, Ethel Branch, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, definitely.